And here we are today on the Leeds and Liverpool Canal, which use wide beam boats. And you did need a larger type of horse on this waterway than on the many, many other waterways where they've just got narrow boats going through the narrow locks. So the shower horse nowadays, a modern shower horse, weighs about 1 ton. Mm-hmm. And that's not really the type of horse that would have been used in the past. Most of the horses on this type of canal would have been nearer to 3/4 of a ton.
Right.
And the narrowboat horse is actually going down to sometimes towards 1/2 a ton. I'm usually using a 1/2 ton horse because what I want to do is, having trained up a horse, I want it to be able to go anywhere in Britain. And the big thing to remember, it's very, very rare that we've got a load on board.
Yep.
We're normally carrying either just our personal belongings. But even if you've got 50 people on board a passenger carrying boat, that's not the same thing as carrying 25 or 50 tons of cargo. It is harder to get the boat going from the standstill.
Yep.
And once the boat's on the go, that's a bit easier. Some of the hardest things to do, which people don't talk much about, is drawing a narrow boat out of a narrow lock or a wide beam boat out of a wide lock. Because once there's no water around the boat and the horse starts to pull and it's possibly rubbing against walls of the lock, so there's a lot of friction. Now that is hard work. And there were many systems in the past, techniques which are very rapidly getting forgotten, to help the horses. So there was a pulley system that was used which reduced the pull and made it much easier. It also kept the boat into the centre of the lock. And we sometimes just keep these techniques alive, even if we haven't got a load on board. Because the horse can pull it out, so it's not loaded.